Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. This is episode 22, Transform Setbacks into Comebacks, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Resilience. You've been there before. That moment when life delivers an unexpected blow, a job loss, a failed relationship, a business setback, or a health scare. Your world feels shaken and you're left wondering how to pick up the pieces and move forward. What if I told you that over 2,500 years ago, ancient philosophers and strategists faced similar challenges? They developed powerful frameworks that can help you not just survive difficult times, but emerge stronger than before. The wisdom of Sun Tzu's strategic thinking and Stoic philosophy offers practical tools for transforming your setbacks into the foundation for your greatest comeback. These aren't abstract theories gathering dust on library shelves. These are battle-tested strategies that have guided leaders, warriors, and wisdom seekers through centuries of human struggle. When you learn to apply these principles, you'll discover that every setback contains the seeds of your next breakthrough. Today, you'll learn how to harness this ancient wisdom to build unshakable resilience, make clearer decisions under pressure, and turn your most challenging moments into your most defining victories. The strategic mind, Sun Tzu's approach to overcoming obstacles. Sun Tzu understood something profound about adversity. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. This isn't just motivational speak, it's strategic reality. Every setback reveals information about your situation, your opponents, your resources, and your true capabilities. Know your battlefield. Before you can overcome any obstacle, you must understand it completely. Sun Tzu emphasized the critical importance of accurate assessment. When facing a setback, ask yourself these strategic questions. What exactly happened? Strip away the emotions and examine the facts. Was this truly unexpected? Or were there warning signs you missed? Understanding the root cause prevents you from fighting the wrong battle. What resources do you still have? Your setback may have taken something from you, but it hasn't taken everything. Inventory your skills, relationships, knowledge, and assets. These become your weapons for the comeback, who are your true allies. Crisis reveals character, both yours and others. Some people will disappear when things get tough, while others will step forward to support you. Know who stands with you. Adapt your strategy. Rigid plans break under pressure. Flexible strategies bend and evolve. Sun Tzu taught that water shapes its course according to the nature of the ground. Your comeback strategy must adapt to your new circumstances. And this means letting go of your original timeline, your preferred methods, and sometimes even your original goals. The path forward may look completely different from what you originally planned. That's not failure, that's strategic adaptation. Turn disadvantages into advantages. Every setback creates new possibilities that didn't exist before. Job loss opens doors to career changes you never would have considered. Business failure teaches lessons that fuel your next venture. Relationship endings clear space for better connections. The key is training yourself to see these opportunities while you're still in the midst of difficulty. This requires what Sun Tzu called strategic patience, the ability to take a longer view when immediate circumstances look bleak. The Stoic Foundation. Building unshakable inner strength. While Sun Tzu teaches you how to navigate external challenges strategically, Stoic philosophy focuses on building the inner foundation you need to weather any storm. Rooted in ancient wisdom, Stoicism teaches that while you cannot control the events or circumstances life throws your way, you have complete control over your mindset and how you choose to respond. By mastering your emotions, and focusing on what lies within your power, the Stoics believed you could cultivate resilience, clarity, and unwavering strength, no matter the chaos around you. This timeless philosophy continues to inspire individuals to find calm and purpose even in the most difficult moments. Master your emotional responses. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This is the cornerstone of Stoic resilience, the recognition that your thoughts and reactions are the only things truly under your control. When setbacks trigger intense emotions, anger, fear, shame, despair, the Stoic approach offers a practical framework. Pause and breathe. Before reacting, create space between the trigger and your response. This simple pause gives you back your power of choice. Name what you're feeling. Emotions lose their grip when you identify them clearly. "I notice I'm feeling angry about this situation," creates distance between you and the emotion, and ask, "What can I control here?" Focus your energy only on factors within your influence. Everything else is practice and acceptance. Reframe your perspective. Epictetus, who rose from the hardships of slavery to becoming a respected teacher and philosopher, understood a profound truth. Freedom comes not from external circumstances, but from how we choose to interpret and respond to them. This mindset encourages us to see every setback as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Instead of feeling defeated, try reframing challenges as a test of your character. How will you show up when life gets difficult? Adversity reveals your true nature and gives you a chance to demonstrate strength, integrity, and determination. A learning opportunity. What lessons can this experience teach you? Every difficulty holds the potential to teach valuable skills, impart wisdom, or reveal areas for growth. Even failures can be stepping stones if we learn from them. A chance to practice resilience. Each challenge you face and overcome builds mental and emotional strength, preparing you to handle future obstacles more effectively. Resilience isn't something you're born with, it's a skill that grows with practice. Focus on your response, not the outcome. The Stoics believe that success isn't defined by external results, but by the quality of your effort, intentions, and character. This philosophy is incredibly liberating, especially when dealing with setbacks or situations beyond your control. Rather than obsessing over outcomes, focus on what you can control, your effort. Are you giving your best even when the odds are against you? Your ethics. Are you staying true to your values and principles, no matter the circumstances? Your courage. Are you stepping up to face challenges head on, even when they feel overwhelming? While the end result may not always turn out as you hoped, the way you respond can always be something to take pride in. This internal focus not only empowers you, but also helps you find peace amid uncertainty, knowing that you've done everything within your power in the right way. Success, in the Stoic sense, is measured by how you live, not by what you achieve. Practical strategies for your comeback. Knowledge without application remains powerless, and true growth happens when ideas translate into action. Here's how to put these ancient principles into daily practice and make meaningful changes in your life. Create your strategic assessment. Set aside dedicated time for an honest and thorough evaluation of your situation. Start by asking yourself, what led to your setback? Were there specific decisions, actions, or circumstances that contributed to it? Reflect on these without judgment to gain a clear understanding. Next, take stock of your current resources and strengths. What skills, tools, or support systems do you still have at your disposal? Finally, consider the silver lining. What new opportunities or possibilities has this situation opened up for you? Write down your answers in detail. When you put your thoughts on paper, you'll often find clarity, enabling you to see patterns and solutions that may have felt elusive before. Develop your adaptation plan. Your old plan may no longer work, and that's okay. It's a natural part of growth and change. Take time to assess your current situation and create a new strategy that aligns with your present reality, not the past. Be open to exploring new methods or ideas you may have previously dismissed, as they might hold the solution you need now. Remember, flexibility is key. Sometimes the indirect path or an unconventional approach can prove faster and more effective than the straight line you originally envisioned. embracing change can lead to unexpected and rewarding outcomes. Build your daily practices. Resilience isn't built in crisis moments. It's built in quiet daily practices. Develop routines that strengthen your mind and character. Morning reflection. Start each day by focusing on what you can control today. Evening review. End each day by examining what went well and what you learned. Physical discipline. Maintain your health as the foundation for everything else. Continuous learning. Read, study, and grow your capabilities daily. Connect with your community. Both Sun Tzu and the Stoics understood the importance of learning from others. Seek out mentors who have overcome similar challenges. Join communities of people committed to growth and resilience. Share your struggles and victories with those who understand the journey. Your setback may feel isolating, but you're not alone. Throughout history, people have faced similar challenges and found ways to overcome them. Their wisdom and support are available to you when you're ready to receive them. Your comeback starts today. The ancient philosophers and strategists who developed these principles faced wars, political upheavals, personal tragedies, and societal collapse. Yet they didn't just survive. They created wisdom that has guided humanity for centuries. You have access to this same wisdom. You have the same capacity for resilience, growth, and strategic thinking that they did. Your current setback is not the end of your story. It's the beginning of a new chapter. Your comeback doesn't require you to become a different person. It requires you to become more of who you truly are. The challenges you're facing today are developing the strength, wisdom, and character you'll need for the victories that lie ahead. The question isn't whether you'll overcome this setback. The question is, what kind of person will you become in the process? How will you use this experience to help others who face similar challenges? What wisdom will you gain that you couldn't have learned any other way? Your comeback story is waiting to be written. The ancient wisdom is available. The choice to begin is yours to make. Are you ready to transform your setback into your greatest comeback yet? How to turn your setback into a comeback. Turning your setback into a comeback begins with intentional, practical steps that build momentum and resilience. Here's how to take action. Acknowledge and accept your situation. The first step is to honestly assess where you are. Avoid denial, self-blame, or excessive dwelling on what could have been. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up. It means realizing where you stand so you can map out where to go. Set a vision for your comeback. Visualize what success looks like for you, whether it's bouncing back financially, overcoming a personal challenge, or achieving a long-held dream. Create a clear and inspiring image of what you're working toward. Break your goal into manageable steps. Grand transformations are achieved through small, consistent actions. Break your goal into smaller milestones that you can celebrate along the way. This keeps you motivated and focused. Seek out resources and support. Remember, you don't have to do this alone. Reach out to mentors, join supportive communities, or study the experiences of others who have faced similar challenges. Leverage any resources that empower you to move forward. Develop a resilient mindset. Practice resilience by reframing setbacks as learning opportunities. Journaling, meditation, and affirmations can help you stay grounded and focused on your growth, not your obstacles. Take that first step, no matter how small. The hardest part is starting, but even a small step can create a ripple effect of progress, whether it's making a phone call, writing down a plan, or dedicating 10 minutes to something productive. Take action today. Your ability to implement these actions starts with the belief that you can. Begin with small, tangible steps in the direction of your dreams, and watch as the pathway reveals itself before you. This is your time to rise. Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of growth and self-mastery. We're thrilled to have you as part of our community, striving toward excellence and purpose together. Remember, the tools and strategies shared in this podcast are here to empower you in your pursuit of success. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with inspiration and actionable wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay disciplined, and conquer each challenge with confidence and strategy.